Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Sarah, introducing you to your podcast of choice, Shoujo, where I am joined, as always, by Joe of Shoujo, our lovely newbie to Shoujo anime. What?
No, nothing. No, keep going.
Sorry. Okay.
I thought you were saying something else. I thought you were just saying I'm a newbie. I'm like, damn.
No.
Catching strays in everything. The intro.
Our newbie. But the one bringing the knowledge. So who's the real newbie?
Is
you're
that
the
true?
Educated. Yes. You're like.
I don't think so.
I'm Mr. Educated and I have deep thoughts about things. And then Sarah can only say Taiji's cute like 500 times per recording.
I mean, that is most the show, to be honest.
Yes.
To be fair, that's a lot of what's going on in Chaifuru.
Yes, that's true. There's not a lot we can like deeply discuss currently in the show. Yes, joined by Moxie the cat. Not that you guys can hear her. But yes. Yep. So late night recording. So forgive me for, well, not that our intros are ever coherent. So you guys are used to it by now. But yes. Shoujo podcast covering Chihayafuru again. We're almost done with season two. Second, what do you call it? What do you call her?
Second, oh, penultimate.
Yeah.
One before coverage. The ultimate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, yep, Joe's using all those
it?
Cool terms.
It's like it flew
yes.
by.
I don't know about that. You know what else didn't fly by?
What?
Not that I'm going to get into it because we'll cover it in our bonus episode.
Oh, no.
I saw Jurassic World Rebirth.
Yeah. I'll be seeing it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk about that then. But, oh, God. Yep, that was something.
Wow.
And apparently it's doing really or it's like doing well for 2025. So I'm like, cool. They're going to be like, oh, this is a good movie. Let's make another.
I am like, so I haven't watched Fallen Kingdom yet. The next one in our thing, because one of my friends learned I was doing this and she's like, you can't watch this without me. I want to rewatch that. But she's out of town, so I can't watch it till Thursday.
OK, well, look, you're going to get some extra thoughts to share with the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, I rewatched Fallen Kingdom, Dominion, and then I watched the new one.
Oh,
so I'm going to be like, I just watched all of them. So.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, but
considering
yeah,
how
so,
much we liked Worlds, I'm not. the hopes are not high.
Yes. Well, I think if anything out of our coverage, Jurassic Park 3 has better standing in my eyes, thanks
Yay!
To you, Joe. So.
I feel like it was worth it.
Yeah. Yes. After watching it and I was like decked out and I was like, oh, this is embarrassing. People are probably think that I thought that this was good. I came here decked out in my stuff.
You never know with that stuff.
Lord. I just know that every time I go see a movie with my family, I'm like, I need to never do this again. And then I keep doing it. And it's just because I'm trying to focus and like, talking on both sides of me and I'm just like
your family talks during movies and movie theaters
yes
are they like hooping and hollering or are they like
no,
talking about other
no,
stuff
just, no it's because I you know I think I've mentioned it but in time I'm watching something with my mom she's like who is that and I'm just like
oh,
I don't
she's
know
one of those.
Mom we haven't found out yet
yeah
I've watched the same amount as you have I don't have all the answers so kind of that. And so I specifically was like, I don't want to sit next to you, mom. Sorry. So I like sat, I like one person in between us, and that wasn't enough.
Oh, geez.
But, oh my God. So I, and then my kid brother was like, even more so. He's like, I want to be that as far away from mom as possible. So he was on the end. But yeah, got to have my Alamo Drafthouse fried pickles. So if nothing else, there's that. And I got They had a Jaws 50th anniversary shirt that was super soft. So I got that while I was there.
Oh, nice.
Too.
That's fun. Cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I finished Rune Factory 5. So boom, done. Uninstalled.
Oh.
Moving on.
Okay, we're done.
Yes, I'm done. And I picked up Claire Expedition or Expedition 33, Claire, blah, 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 Obscuria. Whatever crazy long name.
Yeah.
During the summer sale. So maybe I picked up some other small things. I don't know that I'm like ready to invest into another big game. So I may pick up, like, I also got that game Gris, which is like really pretty looking, you know, the chick with the
crow blue or whatever.
Bob. So maybe I'll play something. Yeah, something like laid back and not stupid, you know, not at least 60 hour, something that's like 20 hour long, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah. There's flooding, flash flooding.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Like child girls camp, you'd wash away, like really sad stuff.
Are you just bringing that up?
I'm just trying to think of relevant things. Oh, sorry.
About like tragic news that happened kind of close to you. How close was that to you?
Not near me.
Okay.
More like probably East Austin, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But I know people near me had like power going out. Luckily, that did not end up happening to me. But so nothing. I don't know. Poppy's getting better. Pepper, official name, not as much of a nightmare. So there's hope.
That's good.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm like shredding myself up. I got like a giant bruise on one leg. And I just like had a scuffle with my lions earlier. So then my other leg's all jacked up. But yeah.
From the dog? Wait, what? Oh. From the puppy?
No, sorry. I was like running. I was like, because I was dog sitting my coworker's dogs. So I had three dogs for five days.
Yeah.
And so it was like balancing, like, okay, because she's kind of clingy. So it'd be like, okay, I got to like, so I'd like put her and the puppy out on my patio and then like run and then take Cricket out and then come back. But like one of the times I like, was like trying to keep them on the patio. And so I like kind of like close the door and then the like blinds like, banged into my knee and scraped it off.
That's no good.
It's back to two dogs again. Lord, Love Island's almost over and then Big Brother starts, so this will become the Big Brother
The handoff podcast. Okay.
And I watched the first episode of an anime.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the, a name for something that doesn't, you know, like they pick, they like.
The light novel adaptation?
Yes. Well, it's okay. Like, could be interpreted as like a title that applies to the show, but not really. It's called something like, I don't know. What is it? Something my sister's ex-fiance, something, something.
So is this called Betrothed to My Sister's Ex?
Yes, that's what it's called. The first episode's on Crunchyroll. It's okay, the guy's cute. But it's like her sister in the title dies the first episode.
Like, wait.
Literally just there to be like, oh, my sister's ex, but it's not even like he was into her sister. He thought her sister was her, and that's why. So it's like
not as juicy.
What? It's just for the name that they made that, you know, and then kill her off immediately. So
That's lame. I'm against that. I want some messy bullshit what I want.
Well, that's like, there's a lot of those in the web comics. One of the first, like, probably based off a web comic or at least inspired by that genre anime I'm watching. Mostly just because the guy's cute. And then again, this is the same thing as Apothecary Diaries, where it's like, poor girl has freckles. And then once we doll her up, she doesn't have freckles anymore because freckles indicate ugliness for some reason. And I guess because they like value flawless skin. But I'm like, good grief.
You're blemished.
They look cute. with the freckles. It's more identifiable. Yes, we are. I know the second season just came out. So I feel like, do you know anything about that series?
I know a little bit about it. Yeah, I've seen like, you know, gif sets of it and stuff like that. So I've like,
but the guy, I have some knowledge about the like, romantic what's going on. Male lead, the female lead thinks he's a Munich.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's very funny. The yes. premise sounds pretty good. I don't know about the execution. It's very funny because like my mom will now talk to some of her students about anime, or like it'll come up and they'll be, and she could talk about it now, but they're like, she's like, yeah, one of my students recommended I watch this. Oh, I'm God, like, oh yeah, I we're probably gonna this. Have to cover that at some point. And she's like, yeah, I didn't think I'd ever have conversations like this. Oh, I'm like, yeah, God. Me neither.
I love that so much. Oh my gosh, your mom's a cool teacher. What is she just open? She just bought, well, what kind of, is it like one-on-one apprenticeship and not like lecture style? Or is she just like, listen up, classroom.
I think she does like seminar stuff sometimes. The proud
mother of a boy who has a podcast.
I don't think this is anime. What she's talking about during class.
Okay. Oh boy. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, Joe, what have you been up to?
I watched two animated movies. The first one was, I think it's just called K-pop Demon Hunters. Is that what it's called?
I've heard good things. How is it? Or is it just fine? It's just cool looking.
It looks great. Like, I think it looks really fun, or like it looks really good. They do a lot of like really fun like animation with the faces. You know, you never really know with like the 3D animation how it's going to be, but I think it turned out really good.
Okay.
The music's fine, fun. They do like little, I guess they're not, I mean, I guess they're not music videos because it just happens in the con, like it happens diegetically, but it's basically like a music video that happens inside the movie. That looks great. The plot is exactly what you think it's going to be at all points in time. So that's not interesting, but it looks really good. And so it's like a fun watch.
Just
so.
A visual spectacle. Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a fun movie. I had a good time. I watched it with some friends. There's a big doofy tiger in it. That's good. It's a movie.
Okay. We love putting tigers in anime where it doesn't make sense.
It's like a magical tiger. It's good.
Whatever that one anime with the kaiju bait or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Where she just has a tiger on her team and it's never explained. That's pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's fun. It's good. It's on, what is it? It's like Netflix or something. Yeah, probably. It was a pretty good time.
Is Netflix the new Crunchyroll for anime? Okay, I saw a thing like that. And even though it was like, hey, the fragrant flower blooms, blah, 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 is coming. And then psych, we're pushing it.
I don't know what any of that sentence meant, but okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. No one else.
I'm so sorry for you. Sorry that happened.
Anime I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
We need our shoujo-esque like sub series that covers all the things that should be shoujo but aren't, because there's so many of those that I feel like are relevant to what we do. Anyways,
I mean, we can do whatever.
That's right. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want. But yeah, so that was really good. Cute. The other one I watched was the Ghost in the Shell standalone complex movie Solid State Society, which is like a movie that like caps off the series.
We love alliteration.
Yeah. Solid State Society is good. It's a good name.
Okay.
You know, the localization team was like, hell yeah. it's like more Ghost in the Shell standalone complex, the TV show. It's like, you know how season two ended bad and I was like, season two sucks.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, ooh, they have this movie, what if this movie sucks? But no, the movie's like perfectly fine. It's like fun. It has like, you get the major being cool, you get some weird cop shit happening, Togusa sucks, it's great. We all have a good time. We get like angsty Bateau, which is always the best when like the big guy is like all sad because the major isn't there.
Oh, what did you think of the live action one that they made with Scarlett Johansson? Did you see that?
I didn't watch it. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I probably will at some point because I hate myself. But I've heard only bad things, and it looks terrible. And everything I've heard about the way they adapted it is also quite bad.
Mm. Yeah.
Because the thing is, the Ghost in the Shell movie is great. I haven't read the manga, but I have it. So I'm probably going to at some point because I read manga extremely slowly is what I've learned about myself.
I guess because there's like the Japanese made live action or like K-drama stuff based off things, but like, are there any good Hollywood made anime things? Right, we had like the weird Dragon Ball with the guy from Shameless and then what else has there been that's been live action anime?
I mean, there was the live action Death Note, which I've heard is good, but not because it's Death Note. It's like good because it's stupid.
Western made, is it?
Yeah. They made an American version of it.
Oh, it's, I didn't know that.
Stupid.
Oh.
Apparently it's awful, but like it's kind of fun in an awful way. That's my understanding.
And Pacific Rim was just their original thing. That's not based off anything.
Yeah, that's an original thing.
Maybe they should just make more.
There's probably something that isn't quite.
Mech.
Any live action stuff that's worth seeing? Someone asked us on Reddit. Speed Racer apparently is pretty good.
Oh.
I think the Wachowskis made that. Battle Angel Alita. People say, I've heard people like that.
Yeah, I've heard. I guess it's probably like intentional Uncanny Valley, but like her giant eyeball, like the body proportions of her freaked me out. I think one of my coworkers was an extra in that movie.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then people are saying like, I guess like the One Piece had a live action, which I did not like, but it didn't.
Oh, that's
it wasn't
true.
Like actively bad.
It was fine. Well, the bar is low. So Zoro was hot. That carried the entire series.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, people are like citing the Japanese live action versions of stuff, which are probably OK, because at least you don't have the problem of them trying to localize it in a weird way.
Yeah.
So, but I've never heard any of those actually worth watching. It's people just kind of watch those because it's like a curiosity. So I don't think any of them are good. But then again, it's like hard for me to think of anything that started off
as animated
that was adapted to live action that was good.
That's a good point.
Like comics to live action, lots of those. Animation to live action.
Yeah, I guess if it's like animation is. Is the animation just better than live action? I don't know. It's like.
I think so.
I think so, too. Or because it's like similar stories can be told in both. But like it's more interesting to see it in the animated version, because then that's something different than what like you see every day just living as a person.
I can't think of any. The ones people are mentioning are like not really like adaptations, like the Scooby-Doo live action movie. It's almost like a parody of.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo, which is I like the live action movie, but I would not consider that an adaptation, because that's just kind of like, well, it's not adapting a movie, it's just like a version. People are saying the live action Jungle Book, which is good because it's a different thing than the animated Jungle Book, so I feel like that doesn't count either.
I've only seen one live action since I've been doing it at Disney, and that's Cinderella. I haven't seen any sense, so I have no idea. I don't know. I keep seeing like, oh, Disney is like going to go back to, you know, 2D animation because these live actions, blah, blah, blah. Do we really believe it, though? I hope so.
I mean, I think it would be good if they dedicated their time not make garbage.
Yeah.
Because that's all they've been doing for like 5 years. I mean, they've been releasing other movies. I know they've been releasing stuff. I just haven't.
Well, yeah, right. At some point, the wheels have to fall off because they've acquired Marvel and Star Wars, and they haven't super done anything meaningful with Marvel, at least. I guess I haven't watched Andor, but apparently that's good.
Yeah, that was. I didn't watch the newer season of that. I mean, it's much more like a.
Uh-oh. No. The
like a prestige TV kind of thing. It's like it's a lot of people talking. But it's good. I mean, if you like people talk, it's good.
Okay.
I think it's good.
I think I mentioned it, this new podcast I'm listening to, What Went Wrong, but they covered the Phantom Menace. And they played like clips. I guess there's like clips of like the top three candidates for Anakin Skywalker in that movie. And there was a kid that was like, had a really good like read, like arguably the better choice. Is George Lucas like, is he like a bad director?
No, I think the answer is no. There's things that he's not good at. Like the thing about George Lucas, like the thing, like my understanding of George Lucas's kind of career as like what type of director is, he like really pioneered a lot of like special effects stuff. and writes terrible dialogue and also doesn't give good direction.
Well, I was gonna say, it seems like he doesn't like people, so it's like, I feel like he would be better, like, but he wants to control everything. So it's like, but you...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about him, like, as a director on other stuff. I just know, like, that kind of is the gist of it.
Yeah.
But made some good movies. He made some movies. Oh, man, I forgot about the live... Everybody hates the live-action Lilo and Stitch movie. I only heard awful things about it.
All I've heard is something about the ending. Oh, and that they, like, took away the one guy from cross-dressing. What was his name?
Oh, Pleakley.
Yeah, those are the two things I've heard about it. Well, are you going to cover it? How far is your Disney movie watching going? Are you going to get to
People keep going on vacation, so we haven't watched any more yet. Next, we need to watch some other random thing and like Ichabod and Mr. Toad or like Frog and Toad or something.
Oh, is that
Disney? Then we're on to Cinderella. Yes, it is.
Isn't that a book series?
It is a book series. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they adapted that into a series of shorts or something. So, but that's the next on the list.
Oh, God. They just need a remake. I've already said this on a podcast. Just remake things that weren't remade well the first time. Remake Diatopia. Remake Aragon.
The problem is that like the only way that like the business people see it is like you have to remake stuff that made money originally so it'll make money a second time.
Yeah. Well, in the podcast I learned that like whatever Queen Amidala's plan is super a ripoff of Waterfall City from Dinotopia, but that George Lucas just called James Gurney and he was like, it's fine, man. I was just kind of surprised to see my thing and the movie. Anyways, anything else in Jolie?
I built a new gunpla. It's enormous. You want to see how big it is?
Sure,
you
want
to get it and show you how big? Since we're just leaving everything not to talk about the show right now.
Yes, because our coverage has been like really short lately, so might as well extend this bit.
All right, so in comparison, right, this is what one of them looks like. They're about this big, right?
Uh-huh.
This is a normal one. This is the Alex.
This is the one that got the stickers wet.
Yes. Yeah, I did. They all turned out okay though. But this is the Alex from War in the Pocket. You see how like nice and like normal like size it is? It's like this big. Okay, cool. This is what I built. It's called the Psycho Gundam.
Psycho Gundam. Love it.
So like you might be wondering why it's called that.
It's huge.
These are on the same scale?
What do you mean?
They sell kits that are to scale. Yeah. So, like, I have ones that are bigger, but they're, like, at a different... It's a 1/60th instead of a 1/44 scale or whatever.
Gotcha.
This is how big it is canonically. It's, like, about twice the size, and it's just enormous. It's, like, ridiculous and huge, and it, like, transforms into a big block and flies around. It's really dumb, and I've wanted it for a long time just because of how stupidly huge it is, and I finally got it.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's what I've been up to. Okay, I built weekend.
Gunpla? Just like Gundam Play? Is that just the abbreviated of that? Or is that the brand name something?
Yeah, it's like the brand thing. I don't know.
I just read your shirt, too. Let's see. What else can we talk about other than Chihayafuru?
I think we got it. I think we've exhausted it.
Okay, we're almost done.
We're almost. You're making it sound like this isn't one of your favorite anime.
It just doesn't hold well under a microscope. Okay.
All right.
Take it away, Joe.
Let's turn that microscope on and examine it, shall we? Chihayafuru, episode 20, is called The Fall Patty Shacks. It's just the end of the title. I thought there was going to be more, and there wasn't.
The Fall Patty. Is it not the Patty Shack? Falls or
no
the fall Patty Shack.
That's what I have. I think it's fall, like the season.
Okay.
We open on Mizuzawa being awarded as the champions of the team tournament. Chihaya gets to wave a big flag, and we get a small recap of this arc as we all think about how nice it is for the team to get a win. Chihaya starts crying, but then all of a sudden her finger starts to throb, and it looks like it's still injured, or it's injured worse as the OP plays. After the ceremony, they all get ready to head out for the day when Chihaya asks if they think the hospital is still open, and their coach takes Chihaya to a clinic as the rest of the team heads home.
So, this is not in Tokyo. Are they not staying somewhere this time? Like...
No, they are. Because Sumire in the first, like, 10 that's episodes right, ago was right. like, oh yeah, that's we're gonna, episode, like, yeah. all these things are gonna happen on that's this vacation.
Right,
no,
right,
it's
right.
not. But before they go, Arata comes up to Taichi and gives him some sake myonji, which is, like, the thing from the area he's from or whatever. And he's like, hey, where's Chihaya going? But instead of answering, Taichi changes the subject. We see Retro's team book it out of the building, and we learn that they won third place over the girls' team. So good for them, I guess.
Joe.
Yeah?
It would be such a drag if there's a societal expectation that you had to get souvenirs for, like, everyone in your life anytime you visited somebody. That would suck so bad.
Dude, I would have to just not visit anybody ever.
For real?
I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't visit you.
I'm like, I can't afford that. That's
yeah, that's pretty bad. Hold on, give me one second. Vamp for like a.
Okay, here we go. I have a ant bite on my toe. That's bothering.
Okay, I'm immediately coming Moxie's back. Are you serious? That was your bite time.
Yes. I got groceries like a grown up today.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
Outside, Sumire gets the news about that this show is about a love triangle, and she's like, what the hell? And immediately she's like, hey, Arata, what type of women are you into? You got a girlfriend? What's the deal with that? But before he can answer, the rest of the team drags her off, leaving just Taichi and Arata alone together.
I do like that Kana's like, I have the same questions as you do, but still don't, like, you can't ask
Let her ask, answer the damn question, Arata.
Well, at least it's finally out there. What we've been hoping for.
Painful. It's painful that I know this is all we're gonna get. Arata tells Taichi that the only team for him is Chihaya, Taichi, and himself on a team together. Remember when we played when we were like 6 years old or whatever? That's the only team for me. And then he's like, oh, that's kind of embarrassing to say. Anyway, hey Taichi, I'm planning to go to college in Tokyo. And Taichi's like, oh, which one? And Arata's like, I don't know, whoever gives me a scholarship. Taichi's like, oh my god, he's actually gonna be in the show now.
Okay, you guys are I guess it's like a year and a half away, but also, like, where else is he gonna go to college? I feel like if he's a smart kid and he's good at Karta and there's scholarships for that, I feel like there's a good chance he is gonna just wind up in Tokyo anyways. So, but we just gotta,
I don't know.
Okay, but then great, what, Taichi's gonna be thinking about this all day when he's doing his tournament tomorrow?
It's so funny for him to be like, hey, I'm going to come swoop your girl. And he's like, okay, cool. After being like, you guys are the only teammates for me. Oh, my God.
It's got to be intentional, right? The, like...
No, I don't think it's... Like, I think Arata...
They acknowledged that they were, like, opposing forces going for Chihaya. And so Arata, who hasn't had any development since then, is still team, like... You know, suck at Taichi, because he doesn't know the tragic backstory of Taichi's life.
I don't think so. I don't think there's any malice in this. I think, like, Arata actually thinks him and Taichi are just, like, buddies.
Friends? Yeah, no. He doesn't understand that he's, like, the bane to Taichi's existence.
Taichi says to himself that Chihaya will want to be on a team with Arata, but he doesn't. He wants it just to be Taichi and Chihaya, because he's the only one involved at all in this freaking love triangle. He's like, we're love rivals, damn it. That's what the show is supposed to be about.
Now, how about, hey, Arata, open your circle to more than just two people you knew for a little bit as a 12-year-old. Yeah. Like, don't say never. Look, I'm having a blast with my new castmates. Like, this you could do.
Yeah, too bad. At the clinic, the doctor has x-rayed Chihaya's hand, but can't really find anything wrong with it. The doctor's like, I guess I'll just write you a referral to an actual hospital and advises Chihaya not to do any strenuous activity until she gets it checked out so that it doesn't get any worse. Chihaya is distraught and accidentally opens the door to the boys' room instead of the girls' room, but sees Taichi sleeping alone on the floor. She creeps up on him and then lays down perpendicular to him. in a scene that made me insane. What is this? Is this supposed to be like, I'm like, oh, is this going to be cute?
Dad, and it's
like,
no, it's not. It's going to be weird. The boy. Nope.
Yeah, but he's like one way and then she's like this way. Like,
I know she's in there.
She thinks back at the events of today. Can you believe that all of those episodes before were just one single day? It felt like multiple weeks for me. Weird. Yep. Anyway, this flashback montage lasts another 4 minutes. We just had a recap episode 2 episodes ago.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're so right. Like,
oh my god,
chop chop, Missy.
We don't have time, guys. We need to get to the romance. Get me out of this tournament.
Ugh. Never. Once this tournament's over, on to the next.
It's just gonna cut to black. It's gonna be like they're like on to the next thing. Cut to black. Season 3. God. It's the next day and Chihaya informs the team that she won't be able to play. Also, her hand is all wrapped up, so there's no getting out of it. Everyone's like, ah, well, I guess there's no way you can even try to play with your hand messed up. Suddenly, Nishida's sister shows up and gives Nishida a bunch of modified shirts where she had hand-sewn congratulation winners over the thing that said second place winners on it. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. That was cute.
Yeah.
Chihaya sees this and says that she wants to play, and then Sudo shows up and makes fun of Chihaya for getting hurt, I guess. He's like, if you all play like crap today, everyone's gonna think that the tournament win was just a fluke, and Chihaya decides that she wants to win the team, or she wants the team to win their individual tournaments too, and they all put on their shirts and get hyped up. I'm sick of Sudo.
Yeah, well, this is where they're like, remember, it's Sudo the sadist. We have to like remind you guys.
He's not even playing. Why is he here?
I know, Sudo, right? The sadist, like, you're is such college, a loser. My you dude, get rid of your high school shirt. Lame.
Freaking taunting a sophomore. What are we doing?
Yeah, leave the poor girl alone.
All right, so it's Chihaya and Nishida in Class A. Taichi's in Class B. Satomu and Kana are in Class C, and Tsukuba and Sumire are in Class D. We also see all the other teams get hyped up, too, and notably, most of them only have Class A and B players. Also, Shinobu shows up in her worst outfit yet, I have. She's looking terrible. She's got like a scarf, or like a neck scarf.
Mm-hmm. With the Snowmaru print.
Yeah, and like the shirt and like the big pants or whatever. She's looking real bad.
Yeah.
Which is how you know that she's about to stomp everybody.
Well, I guess most of them just wear a t-shirt and sweatpants or like athletic, more like windbreaker. Although I feel like you wouldn't want a noisy fabric for your clothing in like a very sound dependent sport.
Oh, yeah. That would be me. I'd be wearing like a nylon thing. And it would just be like all the time. Everyone's like, Jesus Christ, my guy. Yeah.
Oh, God. Velcro everything.
There's no way Chihaya can use her right hand without hurting her finger, so she decides she's just gonna have to make do with her left. We get to the first round matchup. Chihaya is against Keiko Yube, the second best of the all-girls school they played in the semifinals. Nishida lost to her, and he's like, well, she's super aggressive, so that's bad for your injury, but like, I don't know, good luck, I guess.
Remember the girl, she's so manly because she's strong.
She's so manly because she smacks the ground.
She's God. Cool. I like her.
Yeah, she's fun.
She makes me think of Shizu a little bit from Kimi ni Todoke, where she's got like the spirit of a warrior mentality, like noble, all that.
Does she have like angry haircut eyebrows too?
Well, she's got like the little fox eyes. Yeah.
Cool.
A little similar.
Shinobu shows up and everyone's like, I don't get why they don't just like seed her. It's kind of ridiculous that she has to play in all the rounds.
Theme. Wild. That's
it's very
so
funny.
Discouraging for everyone. The dread.
Yeah, just get stomped by like in round one by like the best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She sees that Arata is matched up against one of the guys he was on the fake team for, and she's like, well, this sucks. I'm only here to play Arata. I don't actually care about any of this other crap. Arata shows up and she's all like, oh, I'm so lucky I don't have to play you, in her little sarcastic tone, because Arata's her only friend that exists in the world. And Arata just laughs at her, but she's clearly pissed off and is like, I'm just going to crush everyone in their little team games. I hate these kids.
And then in fr- front of Chihaya, and then, like, you never see Chihaya, but let's just talk to friggin' her instead and not acknowledge Chihaya standing there right in front of you, Arata.
Yeah, Arata doesn't say anything there. Oh my god. They're so awkward and terrible. It's rough. The fact that nobody is like buddy-buddy at all with anybody is awful to me. I used to be like, maybe that's just like a culture thing, but I don't know. I've seen other shows where people are like, hey man, you know, you say hi to your friends.
Ugh.
Arata shows up. No, Arata says hi to Chihaya. She hides her injured hand. They call everyone in for the first round. In the Class B room, Retro is getting hyped, but Taichi is all angsty. He's like, why do I have to be in this room while Chihaya and Arata are somewhere else together? This sucks. Their coach goes to the Class A room, and Arata's parents are there, so that's fun. Play starts, and Chihaya's opponent is very aggressive and takes the first card, and then the second card, and Chihaya realizes that she's in trouble because she can't react fast enough with her left hand as we cut to credits.
Bum, bum, bum.
I can't believe this is the most Arata content we're getting.
And he's not even... He talks to Taichi more than Chihaya.
He talks to Taichi! They have what should be kind of a tense conversation, except he doesn't realize it.
No.
Taichi's the only one who realizes that they're both rivals.
Taichi's the only one in this show that knows anything.
From Arata's Taichi perspective. And Samira. I'm sure that conversation was just like, oh hey Taichi, what's up, man? I like team games, but I only think of you guys as my real teammates. Ha ha ha. Anyway, I'm gonna try to go to university near you guys. Isn't that fun? Alright, see you later. That's why I went for Arata. And for Taichi, it's like, it's just hey man.
I kind of wish that Sumire was listening in on these and kind of rooting for Taichi because she likes him and wants what he wants for he wants her hair. She wants him to be happy, but it's also like against her best interest. But she's like, oh, he's just so like sad. It's like, come on, Taichi, speak up for yourself. And then scolding herself for like, what do you mean? This is good for you. Kind of.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
Yeah.
Because like from Taichi's perspective, that conversation was like, hey, man, I want to come in between you and your like crush. So, you know,
you
just the three of us. Remember how it was?
I'm not even here. Just imagine if I'm like vaguely in the same city as.
Remember that when we played as a team and I was way better than you and everybody knew it. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to come to your hometown now.
Or
see you. He's like, I hate this guy. He's like, I freaking hate this guy.
No, because every time he's like that, then it's like, no, Arata's my friend too.
Yeah, he doesn't actually hate him, which is, you know, which is good. It would be bad if he actually hated him, but it's just very funny to be like, I don't think Arata understands what show he's in.
Maybe Arata is like the nice version of Kikyo, where it's like not really here.
Oh man.
Not really an option, but at least not like super intentionally just ruining chances of
Kikyo is so good.
No, I
just to have
Kikyo
a character
so
just
much.
Have a character like come back and be like, oh hey, I'm your boyfriend's ex that he hasn't gotten
and
over,
you're my
anyway,
reincarnation.
I hate you. Yeah, also I'm like a better version of you in every way, and also I kind of hate both of you. It's so good.
As a
it's
teenage
so
girl,
good.
I was like, Kikyo, go away. Get out of here.
She's terrible. She's such a menace. It's so funny. Oh, man. God. We need a Kikyo in this show.
Arata's is the closest thing we've got.
God, what if like season like 3 nice is like, version. Oh, Arata's ex shows up or something and everyone's like his ex. Imagine
like,
how good that would be. I know.
Not gonna
it's
have
impossible.
An ex.
But it would be good. Anyway, episode 21 is called But Its Legacy Continues to Spread.
Interesting.
We cut back
name.
On the game. Chihaya's a what?
Its Legacy Continues to
Spread. Oh, yeah. It's just these irrelevant title names. We open back up on the game. Chihaya's opponent really aggressively smacks the cards, and Chihaya tries to figure out how to pivot to using her left hand more. She's able to take, but isn't able to guard. But she is able to steal, so like everything's weirdly backwards. But as it turns out, like baseball, playing against like an offhand player gives them an advantage. So she takes from her opponent again, and it's like, okay, maybe I can make this work. It's enough to keep her in the game, but she's still like, it's still pretty back and forth. Like, she is not gaining any ground. Arata wins his game before 25 cards are even read because his opponent like faulted multiple times. Then Shinobu wins her game at the 25th card. And Arata goes to watch Chihaya and notices for the first time that she's injured. Oh, man, if only I spent more than half a second greeting her this morning, I would have noticed her hand was bandaged. Entire hand.
Yeah. Ugh. Good Lord.
Oh, man. This is the guy you're obsessed with. Anyway.
She doesn't get to play against him. And they barely see each other. And then when he does see her, she doesn't even get to, like, show her stuff.
I know, because it's
gonna
tragic.
Be a magical moment whenever they do get to play against each other. It's gonna be like, you know, get a room you two while they're playing card somehow.
Ugh, she's gonna be gulping that water.
No. Gulping all down.
God. Arata is like, Chihaya, it's crazy just to swap hands, all your muscle memory and strategies for your other hand. Chihaya is down 10 cards. She takes a card and then realizes that her card should all be set up like mirrored. So because she's using the opposite hand. So she completely swaps her board. One of the coaches comes and tells her that it's rude to swap all your cards around. But like, bro, the Quiz Bowl guys were doing that every single round.
They were moving them like, I don't know. Yeah, like, you're what, right. What I thought deal? The same thing. The ref. I know. It's not even against the rules. It's just bad manners.
Yeah. Like, shut up, man. I'm playing a game. I didn't invite the fucking cops here.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. As a subplot of Chihaya Furu is that all adults are garbage. Except for Kana's mom, who's
Dr.
cool.
Harada.
And Dr. Harada, who we also like. And the coach is better now. Anyway, her opponent's like, I don't care that she can swap all her cards, whatever. So it's fine. Chihaya instantly starts doing better and begins recovering. The game is still close, though. Arata thinks about how much fun it must be to play against her. If only I could play against my friend at this game we both casually play all the time one day. Too bad we can never hang out for any period of time.
God. No. Harda or death.
Chihaya wins by 2 and advances. Arata tells her that her game was amazing and all of time stops as she's blown away by a very normal compliment from Arata. Not even like a particularly great compliment.
She only won by 2 cards.
She only won, not even doing like a, wow, it's very impressive. You're able to play with your left hand.
Well,
also like, hey, what happened to you? No concern. Like, that's all I got.
Your little play card has how many you win by. So people could just like look and be like, ugh, that chick only won by 2. She's stuck.
Yeah. Nishida also won his match, so everyone's still in. Next round is announced, and Nishida is matched against Arata, and he's like, well, shit.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like I could win it all, and then immediately...
Yeah, this is pretty funny. Chihaya is against some rando, and she's disappointed that she's not against Arata, and then thinks about... What? And then thinks about reaching out to her. He thinks about reaching out to her. Somebody thinks about reaching out to somebody else.
Oh,
I don't know why I put this in the notes.
Walks by and she's like, "It like basically like is my place? Am I good enough to be within reach of him?
Can I reach Arata?"
Little limp hand lift, but
God, this is the weakest. This is the weakest tea I've ever seen in my life. Sumire, where are you? You need to help these people.
Oh God, no. We get a little bit with her, but not enough. Never enough.
Outside, we learn from the coach. Or no, Nishida is against Arata, just like the old days. He wonders if he still got it. Maybe he can beat him this time. Spoiler alert, he can't. Outside, we learn from the coach that the rest of the team all won their matches, so everyone's still in. The coach sees Arata's parents praying, and we learn that they're cheering for Arata to lose, because then he'll have to go to a local college instead of an expensive Tokyo college. This is the funniest gag in these episodes.
Yeah, I know.
His parents showed up to cheer against him.
Because they look like nervous parents, like hoping for the best for their kid, but poor guy.
Love it's it. Very funny.
Yeah.
Like, like, you see them the first time and they're all like, yeah, they're all like nervous. And you're like, why the hell would Arata's parents be nervous about a round one match? And the answer is because they want him to lose.
Yeah. He'll get that scholarship. It'll be fine.
They're like, even with a scholarship, it's still going to be expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. I know college is bad here. What's it looking like over there in Japan?
Well, they mentioned that, like, because, like, Tokyo University is, like, a really prestigious one, and I think that's, like, the public one. So there's a lot of private universities there, which, like, I assume cost around the same as it would here. So, like, even with a scholarship, going to private school is expensive.
That's true. Oh, man.
Nishida's doing pretty well, and Arata's parents are happy that Arata might lose for once. Arata is like, wow, Nishida, you're doing pretty well. And then he turns on the heat and starts crushing him.
Okay, I'm like, did he just, like, was he just, like, a lion toying with their prey, like, letting them have hope and just seeing what he's made of, and then being like, oh, yeah, Chihaya, your team's pretty good, and then crush him.
I assume that, like, the cards red were just ones that were good for Nishida, and not, like, I don't think, like, Arata doesn't mess around like this.
No way! Look at him! There's no way Nishida's been sucking it up! There's no way he has stood a chance ever.
Yeah, no, he just takes L's the entire series, unfortunately, or this season. This season's a big L for Nishida. I guess he won his little championship thing, but not even in a good way. He had 50-50. That was bad.
Oh, God. That's true.
Nishida's like, man, after all of this, I'm still just getting crushed by Arata. This sucks. How come everybody else gets to have a triumphant storyline this season except for me? I'm just here. He's like, whatever, I'm gonna go for it. In the end, he loses by 9 cards, which actually isn't that bad, I guess.
I know, like, what is going on, Arata?
Nishida's pretty beat up about it, but Arata reminds him that he played a lot yesterday, while Arata didn't play anything yesterday.
Yeah. I'm also like, how did that guy that he helped out, how was that guy rank A?
Dude, that guy got crushed. That was so embarrassing.
How is he not rank A in that guy? It's
I feel like the gulf between, like, I guess because there's nothing higher than A, the, like, gulf and experience could be a massive, you know what I mean?
But then they sometimes talk about, like, different, I don't know, tiers.
Oh, the grades or whatever?
Like, yeah, whatever.
You probably can't do that with a high school tournament, because how many, like, A ranked people can there even be?
Yeah,
they're probably all there, honestly. Nishida thinks that playing against good players makes him want to get better, though. Anyway, I think that's it for him this season. In terms of, like, plot.
Yep.
Chihaya wins her match and advances. Third round positions are about to be placed, and Chihaya is up against Shinobu again. Shinobu rematch. Woo! Chihaya takes off her bandage as we cut to credits.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yep.
Our girl. More Shinobu time as requested, but it's more Shinobu in Karda. We want Shinobu outside Karda time. She's a hoot.
Karda Shinobu is not that interesting. Outside Shinobu is extremely funny, how much she just hates everything.
But in a fun way.
But in an entertaining way, where she's like, oh my god, these stupid losers in their team games. I just want to go to the Birdman rally, but it got canceled. This sucks. Anything else about episode 21?
Nah.
Yeah.
Moving
Get wrecked,
on.
Nishida. Episode 22 is called Long Last We Meet. We jump back into it. Round 3 against Shinobu is about to start. The Fujisaki coach gives us a rundown of the remaining players in the Class A tournament. Her team captain, the boob guy, is up against PSP Kid. Arata is against another Fujisaki guy. The blonde guy is against Megumu. And Chihaya is against Shinobu.
There's only 2 chicks left.
Yeah. There's only 2 chicks left. Also.
Nope, 3. Sorry.
Well, there's 3, but there's about to be. Well, I'm assuming Megumu is going to beat the blonde guy, because how good can he be? But there's also, like, a weird number, right? Because it's how many matches? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 matches.
There's 4. Isn't there?
No, because it's the Fujisaki guy. It's Boob Guy and PSP Kid. That's 1. Arata versus the other Fujisaki guy. It's 2.
The Boob Guy is 4. The team captain.
He is the team captain. I put that twice. I gave that as like 2 equal modifiers. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Fine. It makes a tournament. The Fujisaki coach learns that Chihaya has been playing left-handed this whole time and is like, wow. And Chihaya wonders what she should do about her hand against Shinobu when Shinobu says something under her breath. And then we get, like, a rewind freeze frame where Shinobu, like, we learn that what she said was that Chihaya's t-shirt is lame. And Chihaya also hears this. So she lifts her shirt to reveal a mommy bear tank top. And Shinobu's like, holy shit, it's the rare mommy bear tank top. This is a really good bit. But also, Chihaya, why are you wearing 2 shirts? That must
that
be so
is
hot.
Crazy. I guess it's like a, I don't know, is that like instead of a bra she's wearing a cami under? I'm like, is this
probably
supposed to be kind of be like an undergarment you're showing off? But I like that that's like their thing, and she like knows what's impressive to Shinobu, and she's very pleased with herself for pulling that one out. She came prepared. Yeah.
That one's good. Then Shinobu's like, hey, since you're hurt, your dominant hand, you want me to use my offhand too? And Chihaya is like, hell no. She's been waiting for this rematch for a whole season. We're not going to half-ass it, she says. She doesn't actually say that, but that's what she said to me. Shinobu's like, damn, okay, as the game starts. Shinobu takes first, and Chihaya is like, dang, this is going to be tough. But then she thinks about how she obsessed over watching the Queen match over and over again and gets her head back in the game. We learn a little about Shinobu's playstyle, which is that she tends to lead with her body and then strike with her hand when she hears the unique syllable.
Seems like a good strategy, like get in position and then go from there.
Yeah,
like,
give yourself some momentum.
Waiting until, yeah.
Sure. Shinobu goes on a tear, but Chihaya is able to defend a card using her left-handed techniques. It's a start, but it's not going to get her a win. She tries to come up with a strategy to turn the game around, but she keeps losing cards by the slightest amount. Shinobu thinks that Chihaya might be giving up, but instead Chihaya takes off the wrapping on her finger because it's been slowing her down. So okay. Now it's just normal finger.
The wrap is like a sheet of paper. This it's isn't protective at all.
It's got to be like less than a gram.
Paper around a gum wrapper on her finger.
It's like taking a Band-Aid off because it's slowing you down.
Yeah. Like that was the last line of defense. No, that was doing nothing.
Shinobu sees this and is like, I don't get what your deal is. You won the team tournament yesterday, so like, why are you so like dedicated to playing me? With her bandage off, Chihaya is able to take Shinobu's best card, but it cost her. Her finger throbs when she goes to pick it up and she drops it. She pulls it together though and hands over and she sends Shinobu her best card. And Shinobu's like, all right, fine, kid. Shinobu immediately takes three more cards and then she takes a lot more cards as we transition into Shinobu flashback time. Shinobu flashback.
Yeah. The flashback we actually want.
The flashback is back when tiny Shinobu just joined her card to society. Yeah, dopey Shinobu's here. She gets matched up with the girl her age, the one from the other flashback, who she held back against. That's it though. That's the whole flashback. They just gave it to us in a weird order. Back in the real world match, Shinobu needs only two more cards to win. Then we jump back into the flashback. I should have just put this all together. I don't know why I wrote it like this. We get the full scene in which tiny Shinobu plays her new peer. Shinobu actually throws that game, it turns out, by two cards. After she takes a card that her opponent really liked. So it's like she takes her opponent's favorite card and then she feels bad and then she throws the game. Then the coach has her play an older guy and she basically demolishes him as like her little friend watches on, revealing that she was throwing.
Taking in these. How could she show compassion?
Yeah, it's terrible. Back in the present, Shinobu wins her match by 23 cards, which I think was the exact scoreline as last year. So...
Improvement.
She overhears Chihaya's coach telling her that she shouldn't have removed her bandage just to play, and Shinobu wonders if she should have let Chihaya take some more cards, but then remembers that isolation is her strength. No mercy.
No.
Shinobu, no mercy, run. She starts to leave, but then Chihaya catches her hand. Chihaya thanks her for playing and says that they should play again sometime. Shinobu's like, oh... okay, yeah, when are we gonna play again? And Chihaya says, at the Queen match.
This is such a nice moment.
It's cute.
Your recap did not encompass the sweetness of that moment.
Well, I kind of feel like Shinobu's like, I mean, we could play tomorrow. Like, all I want to do with people is play them. When I tried to hang out with Arata yesterday, I tried to play him, but he said no.
Well, yeah, it's just very, like, you know, she was scolding herself and then... She didn't need to because Chihaya wasn't going to view it as a negative. She was happy.
Yeah, yeah. She found one of her people. It's cute. Yes. It is cute.
Oh, yes. And then I wish like
the reason I didn't have it in here is because it disappoints me because that means she's not going to play her again until like later. But I'm like, go be friends. Go to summer camp and be friends. Come on, you're both in high school. Go hang out after the game. What are we doing?
Ugh, no, we don't even hang out with our friend Arata, so why would we hang out with Shinobu?
Shinobu leaves thinking about that girl from the flashbacks. She remembers her name and is like, oh yeah, that's right. I did have friends at one point in my life.
Yeah, and she feels the flame of friendship once again.
Oh, and then she goes to sulk and then she scolds herself for losing two cards against an injured girl, so we've regressed immediately.
Yeah.
Chihaya also goes to cry. With her match, or with her match with Shinobu over, her summer break is over now. Dang. Elsewhere.
You were only going to play mere hours longer. Calm down.
Okay, wow. She never got to play Errata. We're never going to get to play Errata.
Well, she's never going to, okay? So.
Maybe on their wedding day or some shit.
Like, she hasn't been watching this
show. Elsewhere, the real hero, Sumire, wins her match by 7 cards, getting her through the 3rd round. She's like, wow, I didn't expect to do this well. Maybe everybody else on the team is so good, I never realized that I'm actually a pretty decent player. She's like, maybe I can win the Class D tournament. And then Taichi will, like, praise me and said I did a good job. But then she immediately gets eliminated in her next game. So rip Sumire.
Sumire, no. Damn. I was like, look at her. Look at her being proud of herself.
Yeah, almost. Instead, Tsukuba makes it to the semifinals. And then they get a text that Taichi is still in his tournament. So Sumire's like, I'm going to go see him. So she rushes over to his game. And everybody is here. It's Taichi against Retro, and Taichi is crushing him. With just 1 card to win, he takes it as we cut to credits. I say everyone is here, but now that I mention it, is Chihaya there?
No. I support a friend.
Is she not there? No way.
Crying all by herself about her.
I'm going to go look at the scene to make sure she's not there.
No, I feel like
if she's not there, I'm going to scream.
Supervisor. It's probably
all right. I'm at the scene.
Oh god, what?
Sumire is opening the door. Are you want me to stream it to you? We can both watch it together.
Play by play. No, all right, play by play.
All right, Sumire is about to open the door. Inside, I see Nishida's sister, the coach. Oh my god, she's not there.
Not there.
I assume that Satomu and Kana aren't there because they're both in their tournament still.
Yes.
We didn't get any update on them.
Nope.
Oh my god, Chihaya doesn't see him win, become Class A.
This isn't. Because there was another match going on. So this is like, it looked like there's 2 matches going on.
Are
him
there?
And Retro hold and then on, another on, one.
That's not the final?
So. No, I don't think so.
Oh yeah, there is one. Oh, it's Rion. Rion's in the other one.
Oh, snap. Is Taichi going to go against Rion?
Yeah, she's going to have to.
Our
okay,
two
anyway.
Little like pink haired peeps going against each other.
Yes. Maybe they should become a couple. I don't know. What do you think she's like? Think she's more fun? No, I don't think so.
No.
You're right.
The Iron Mask? Also, she's got her dude into her.
Yeah, but that guy sucks. Into her.
I know, but like that's obviously who she's stuck with.
Okay, so he does not become Class A off of this. All right. He just beats Retro.
No possible girls love shipping in this show. There's no one I can fantasize about girls love-wise.
For some shows I watch, I do the Bechdel test. I see how long it takes. I didn't think about to do that for this one.
Characters, yeah.
But it would have, well, I guess Kana Chihaya and Chihaya.
No, it's Chihaya and her sister or Chihaya and her mom.
Yeah, I don't think they can be related, though. I don't think that really counts. It's not really in the spirit.
Oh, okay.
I guess it technically counts. But yeah, you're right. There really is no... I mean, I guess like Chihaya and Shinobu is the closest you can get as they both have
that's true.
The same fashion sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. No. Wait, I'm trying to think if there's any other...
Like, here's the question.
All right. Uh-huh.
What do we think Chihaya is going to do next episode? Do you think she's going to watch Taichi play in the final or do you think she's going to watch Errata play Shinobu?
Well, surely by this point we have to have some... It's the ending episode, so it has to be some growth. So it's like, gee, should go watch Taichi. And hopefully, I feel like that's what's going to happen. Like, it has to for the sake of, like, her not being a despicable protagonist. What do you think?
I think she's going to watch the Errata Shinobu one. Because
she's obsessed
with those two.
If they go against each other. Yeah, you're right. Oh my gosh, watch them.
We need three more matches. We need the Taichi Rion match so he can win his final. We need the Errata Shinobu match, and then we need whoever. Like, I don't know. I guess like to
but what happens?
Kama
because
again.
Right, Errata has to win this for his parents to approve for him to go to Tokyo, which must happen. So he must beat Shinobu, right?
I don't know. That's gonna be tough.
I don't.
I want Shinobu to win because I think it's funny how she hates him.
Yeah. But then how can she keep up her little facade of like, oh, I have so much to learn from you, Errata. I hope I can still, you know.
Well, she's doing that little... sarcastically, right? Like, she's doing that, like, fuck you.
She just destroys him, then she can't do that anymore. The bit is gone.
He's probably going to win because he needs to go to Tokyo as
unless
a threat.
It's like his parents see how hard he tried, blah, blah, blah.
Do you think it's going to go to a 50-50?
Oh, a draw?
Like it has been every other time this season?
Oh, luck of the draw.
Yeah. That would be so dumb.
Well, you would think with, like, really good players that does it happen that way, or is, like, clearly she has played the Emperor. I really just want to call them the King. You're right, it messes me up that they aren't the same, like.
No, it's the Queen and the Master.
Master. I keep calling it the Master. But what's the female...
The Queen.
Master and the...
No, mystery, Master is just... It's gender neutral. Like, okay. It's not even gendered.
Oh my god, you're right.
But it could be Mistress if you're, like, referring to... But, like, getting a master's degree in something doesn't... It's not a gendered thing.
That's true. Dang.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is why it's ridiculous, but whatever. I mean, these are translated words. I get it. I don't know why they translate like this, though.
Well, you think it's like, oh, it translates, but like, I don't like that. I guess you can't.
I mean, they
just,
say
like,
queen. They straight up say the word queen. They say the English word queen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Love using English words. Okay. Oh, they should have like little junior. They should have like the princess and, you know, like the little POTS version of Carter. And there's like a little youngster division. And then they have like little kid. Master and queen, but they're tiny.
I need Shinobu to like hate her coach who like separated from everybody. I need
that
to
like
be
her
like
grandma.
No. But her coach is the one that did it, right? Because like her grandma's just need to go do something. You can't just do nothing.
Oh right.
Or like,
I don't think
the
coach
abrasive.
Plays enough of a role to get that kind of consideration.
She doesn't go to the society anymore. At the end, he's like, oh, you should come back to the society. And she's like, yeah, I'll think about it. And it's like, no, she's not going back. Fuck you.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
I need that energy. I need like angry. My whole youth has been wasted on this thing.
Obviously, I feel like at this point, he's probably like, she's a lost cause. Look at her. Look at what she's wearing. Like, he can't expect that. Or he has not had control over her for a long time, I imagine.
Yeah.
At least, how long has she been? Has it been like 2 or 3 years that she's been queen? I can't remember.
I think, yeah.
Maybe like 2 years. Recently queen, I feel like.
It had to be enough for her to beat What's Her Face, the old one,
well,
and then like the old one to retire briefly.
The queen for a year.
Yeah, she was queen, and then it was Shinobu.
And then
And then. I think maybe it's like she just retired for like she took the next year off and then she came back.
Yeah.
So I would say this is year 3.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Reigning queen. Well, we like this queen a lot more than the last queen in our last series. I can tell you that. Freaking Queen Shinobu trumps Queen Marie Antoinette. That's
for
sure. Oh, okay.
I was like, what? Who? Queen the last thing? Oh, yeah. Marie Antoinette.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, that's the queen lineup.
Okay.
I didn't even think about it. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
dude,
I guess
you know
is
that
there...
like if they were gambling, Shinobu would just like destroy Marie Antoinette and like get like a bajillion dollars.
Oh, the burns would be so good. Her whips.
She probably would just stop. She's just like, I feel bad playing you. This feels bad. I don't think you should be the queen of France. You should step down.
Well, I don't see her being a very attentive queen either. I feel like
no,
just be
oh, no.
buying
Shinobu
all her little
would be terrible.
Weird Nomaru equivalent, and
she'd be like, "Why are you talking to me?"
Yeah. God. Well, we got 3 more episodes of season 2 of Chihayafuru.
That's right.
This tournament has to end, so we find out are we gonna reach our goal? Well, obviously we're not winning rank A, but class B, C, and D, will all of those be taken home by Mizuzawa players or freaking Tsukuba gonna rank up?
Yeah. what's gonna happen? I forgot about Tsukuba. Who cares?
I don't care
if he brings up.
Well, that way we continue to have someone in each class. We'll still have Sumire and D, and then he'll be C, and then Kana or Satomu will be B, and then Taichi hopefully rank A.
Yeah.
For the love of God, please. For the love of God, Taichi needs to Taichi.
Get rank A. Jesus Christ. I'm running out of patience to feel sorry for him.
No. I'll never not feel sorry for Taichi. Perpetually sad boy.
Oh my God. Our poor little Lord. Meow meow. Our little sad little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so pathetic, Taichi? You're so good at literally everything else. And
it's just that he's putting himself through this thing that just isn't working.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see him and Rion, I guess. We've never seen him play against a girl, right? We've never seen him.
Well, he must have, because we talked about this. He played the all-girls school.
Oh, the girl. That's true. Okay. Never mind. Well, he didn't actually get to watch the match, but.
No.
I want more Taichi.
Yeah.
Well, because we have 3 episodes left and we have everyone but Chihaya playing. So that's true. We should be getting their matches now, but only for 3 episodes. That's not enough time.
Yeah, we have escaped Chihaya games, but.
Well, last season 1 ended losers for the year. But they're champions team-wise.
That's true. We'll they are the winners. Then,
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember season 3 like at all, but it's gotta be like, oh, returning to champ, was it a fluke, or are they a powerhouse school now? Blah blah blah. That kind of thing.
God, but like, this can't be.
It can't
that.
Be a whole nother year.
That. It cannot be. This TV show cannot just be them repeating these 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, no, we got the qualifiers. There's no King, way. Queen.
She
and
has
master.
To go to the fucking Masters thing or something at some point, right? Like, we can't be doing the team tournament again.
Right. Because they already won. Done.
Because they already won. The I don't care about them. Like, you know, defending their trophy. Like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. There's no way. Right? Right? It's gonna happen.
I was gonna say, don't get your hopes up. We've been disappointed time and time again.
There's no way. There's just no way. I mean, come
you
on.
You ask for things and then you get them, but only the idea of them and never an explored.
I feel like that doesn't count as me getting them then.
Okay, well, any predictions before we wrap it up here.
I'm gonna be mad about how
I can predict how you're gonna feel at the end of it.
I'm gonna be
rather
mad
than how the show ends.
I think Arata's gonna lose by a little bit, and that's gonna be a reason for him and her not to talk to each other. Because then Taichi's going to win and she's going to be like, oh, who do I go celebrate with Taichi or we comfort Arata? And instead she's going to not be able to do either of those things because it's that kind of show.
Good prediction. Uh-huh.
That's my
Never
prediction.
Just make a choice. No, Sumire will then be there for Taichi, but he won't care because all he'll think about is the fact that Chihaya is not there. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, if you guys have your own predictions about how season 2 Chihaya is gonna end, ...
Yeah, okay. Rate and subscribe. Give us 5 stars in your podcast platform of choice. You can send us emails. We're about to finish a season of this show. If you have any end of season questions or things you want to say, you can email us at shoujopod@gmail.com.
I guess next episode we'll announce what we're covering next.
Next episode, yeah. Yeah.
I want to double down on what we talked about this. Okay. Yeah. No, I have a good idea of what we're going to cover. It's a short one, so you guys won't be getting dragged through another Chihaya situation.
Should we announce it now and so people have time to look it up? Or
should we? A Sign of Affection.
Yeah, so we're gonna watch A Sign of Affection. That's on Crunchyroll. It's 12 episodes, so it should be nice and short.
Yes, and it's gonna be yet another new. We're in college. We have a cool protagonist, a different, you know, experience, a sign of affection, play on words for like sign language since she's deaf, and her romantic interest, you know, kind of learns it to communicate, you know, oh, nice feels and complicated stuff based off that. Different art style. And yeah, just like a sweet, cozy, blushy show. So it'll be nice to have some romance around again. Been a hot second since that.
That's true. We're not getting it here. So
occurred here. Yeah.
Get ready for that. I don't know how many episodes we'll cover. It'll depend on when I watch them. If it'll be two or three.
Stretch it out. Yeah.
It depends on how, it really depends on, do I have a lot of things to say / is this difficult to summarize?
That's true, because it will be a lot of gesture. Well, I guess it'll be captions for whatever they're saying anyway. We'll figure it out. But yeah, look forward to that. It's a newer one, so here's hoping that that brings in some new listeners and, you know, a show. I have read a lot of, I think I read about 10 volumes of the manga, but I didn't finish it. But so I've like at least consumed what's going to be covered in this, and then Joe will have the fresh perspective again. And yeah, so that'll be good. And we're gonna keep cranking out those Jurassic World bonus episodes. So if you haven't already listened to the first one that just came out, more to come.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear. I can't wait to hear what Joe thinks of Rebirth.
Yeah, that should be
I've got thoughts for sure.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right, what did we learn? What did we learn from these episodes? Did I learn anything from these episodes? Just isolate yourself. Just don't, never have peers. Always isolate yourself. That's your true strength, Shinobu.
If someone... always dress for the occasion. Always wear undergarments related to that you could exploit for... respect points.
I think you should turn your 23 card win into a bad thing, actually. I think you should feel ashamed for winning by 23 cards. You lost two cards. What a loser you are. Anything funnier happen? Make sure to just give your love rival huge psychic damage accidentally before he has to play a tournament the next day. That's fun.
Unintended injury to Taichi, who doesn't need any more.
If Samira is about to ask you questions that are critical to my enjoyment of the show, don't drag her off and say you also have these questions. Let her ask the damn question.
Imagining the two of them talking to each other. I feel like I can only see it where it's her talking to him because he doesn't even talk to the people he does like. People he doesn't like.
Make him do it. They keep giving him an out, getting like, you know, it's like, oh, I don't have to answer questions. Make him give an answer.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, catch y'all next time on
Goodbye.
JoJo. Okay, bye. Doesn't sound very excited.
Are we about to like sing a little ending jingle?
How about it?
JoJo, you were doing that.